Stardew Valley.
Good luck following that, dude, yeah. with your fucking farming shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We just named this week's podcast right now. And happened.
Bag of burgers.
Bag of burgers.
Yeah, so Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast. With Ender's Logic, Flopsy. And your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to another DL Gaming Podcast. You know the deal. This is Flopsy. We got Ender's Logic. We got Digi. Big news for us.
Sam's sitting here.
Sam's listening in.
She's here for to make me sound
playing
funny.
On her iPhone.
Yeah.
Probably some Angry Birds game or something like that.
Picture an uninterested woman, and that's the picture of her right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Big news for us. The acoustic hopefully sounds better this week. One, we are actually using the microphone that we have connected to the laptop. That's always a bonus.
Yeah, last week, sorry about that. We were set up, but the microphone from the laptop picked up all the sound. Yeah. It was terrible.
But so. The other good news is we are actually in, what are we calling this? AM Studios?
AM Studios. I think that's the one.
We are in,
Chula Vista, California.
Yeah, we're in somebody's garage, but we've got it set up.
It's not a typical garage. It actually has insulation, and the sound is pretty good. So basically all we did was clean it out. Thank you to Sam's brother who set it up, and we might be coming up with a new podcast for him too. He just started a drone company. What's it called, baby?
Current.
Current what?
Aerial.
Unmanned aerial systems or something.
AMU?
Something, I don't know.
Yeah. Current drones, it'll come up. He just started it. He does drone repairs, teaches people how to fly drones, all things drone, basically. And so we're probably going to do a podcast with him with drones, or I am. And so, yeah, thanks to Christian for that. So,
but the more important thing is our listeners hopefully do not have to hear dogs barking,
motorcycles,
the neighbors clomping upstairs, right. Motorcycles.
I don't think they ever heard the neighbors. I am kind of miss the motorcycles. I think that was kind of the signature sound of our podcast. Yeah.
I really wish that we would have started something with, like, every time a motorcycle happens, we punch Chad as hard as we can or something.
Ooh,
that
sounds like a good one. Yeah. let's kick that one up. But, all right. So what do we got going on this week?
Spotlight.
Yeah. So we got our listener spotlight number two. This week is going to be Fig Sack. A good interview we had with him. So that's going to be coming up at the end of this podcast.
Yep. And also next week, we're going to have an interview with, hopefully next week, somebody high up in the hardware side of things, the graphic side of things. So that's pretty exciting. I'm sorry. I know Bobby's really excited about that one.
So hopefully next week. If you're into the hardware stuff, hopefully we got a good interview coming up next week.
Yeah, because graphic cards, they're kind of these things that I appreciate and love, but know nothing about. And I don't know why. What else in the world comes out, somebody puts it out, and then it's not out, other companies take it, mod it, and then sell it? That is like almost the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Like, you don't buy NVIDIA graphics cards. You buy NVIDIA by EVGA or what are some other ones? It's so can you name one other thing that's like that?
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, you might
buy like a Qualcomm. Qualcomm doesn't do phones, but they're in every phone you do.
That's different though, because I guess it's the architecture inside.
Yeah,
I guess
it's the chipset. So. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. So, anyways, back off that tangent. We got an interview with Fig Sack. If you're interested in joining our listener spotlight, hit us up on the Steam group. We've got a whole thread going for listener spotlights.
Or email me at emilio@dlgaming.net.
Yep. We're trying to get one a week, And we've gotten 2 weeks in a row. That's pretty good for us.
Yeah.
So
our top fives went straight to shit.
Yeah.
Well, we should be renovating the site soon too. I don't want to say exactly when, because I'm not sure how long it's going to take us. But we are going to be incorporating a lot of reviews from Team Tom, which we're very excited about. He is really on top of things when it comes to written reviews. And as much as I listen to podcasts, I still really enjoy reading a written review, especially if it's on a game that I'm interested in.
For sure.
So I'm excited to get some of those up on our site, dlgaming.net.
What's interesting is, what if we shit all over a game and Tom likes it? But I guess you listen to the podcast, you read the review, and extrapolate what you need.
I'm going to use Team Tom's reviews when I take a look at games. And
how can you not? He's at the top of every list when you go to look at a game. He's the top one.
Yeah,
I think because he's your friend, right?
And he's pretty well established.
He's prolific.
Yeah. He definitely is putting in the time for the reviews.
And we're still hoping to get him on as an interview here coming up.
We'll see about that. I don't know. He's a little nervous. Camera, microphone shy.
Big Sack and Lab Monkey both said they were nervous for their listener spotlight interviews.
Lab Monkey, what? Lab Monkey's like, after the initial review for QuakeCon, he was like, I got to figure out a way to get back on. Like, he really enjoys it.
Yeah. It is kind of addicting.
Oh, and congratulations to Lab. He just had a little baby, right?
He said she was pregnant. I didn't know if
that's what it is. Okay.
On the way.
Congrats.
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to having the same person on more than once. I mean, I think that'd be great if we had more
returning guests. Fuck that guy. He already had his line bite.
So anyways, should we get into games?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a slow week this week, so.
Oh, do you want to talk upcoming games? Because there ain't any. All right, so let's get into games this week. Yeah.
So nothing happened this weekend. Nothing's happening next week.
Yeah. So I guess the big story this week was the Division. Division,
yep.
Mm-hmm. So I got a chance to play the Division. I think I'm level 8.
6-7 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
So you're looking at about an hour a level?
Well, I think it... So
obviously, that's got to taper off at some point.
I'm not good at first-person shooters, so I...
You get stressed out, huh? Is that what it is, or...?
I do.
Well, you're not good at aiming, we know that, but yeah. I mean...
And I'm also using a controller because I'm playing it on a console, so sorry guys, I'm playing this on a console. Because I got a free version on the console.
Yeah.
This is a third-person shooter, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, so it's an MMO, meaning you have items and equipment which make you better. So when you first start off, your guns aren't very strong and you've got a lot of kick. Because they need something to improve on as you gain levels. Mm-hmm. So like if everything was just super accurate and I had a high ammo count and all this other stuff... then they wouldn't have any way to get better as you progressed. So early on, you get a lot of kickback, and it's a challenge to like headshot people, keep it in line and stuff.
Hmm. Especially on a dual stick.
Yeah.
On top of everything else.
Yeah.
And headshots matter a little more in that game.
For sure. But I'm actually, I heard a lot of mixed reviews on this game. I'm actually enjoying it, but I'm an MMO guy first. And a shooter second.
Well, let's call it what it is. It really is almost a single-player RPG. You try to group up, right? And it didn't work out?
Yeah.
So I think what's enjoyable about this game is drops. You know, you're getting green drops, you're getting blue drops, you're upgrading.
Yeah.
And it feels good inherently. We've been playing the shit out of Grim Dawn, and we talk about fucking what's dropping all the time. It's funny, I had to explain to Sam, because she's hearing me talk while we play.
Yeah.
And she's always hearing colors, you know, like what could that possibly be?
She asked me about the orgasm sounds that we were laughing back and forth.
Yeah.
The guys in Grim Dawn, when they get hit, they make the most, it sounds like an old man orgasm. Anyways.
And now we're going to get kicked out of our new studio for those two sounds.
Yep, that's it. But.
Mm. And she said that she put it all together when we were playing Overwatch and we were hoping for the purple chest. We're like, oh, come on, purple chest. And then it's blue most every time.
Yeah. It's funny how most games adopt that color
almost
scheme.
The same, yeah.
But there is one game I played that did not, and I can't remember what it is. Was it Borderlands? There's one game we've all played.
Borderlands is about the same.
Yeah. No, there was a game that had reversed blue and green, and it pissed me off. Mm. And I can't remember the game.
Because it always goes white is your trash.
Yeah.
Next up is green.
Yep.
Next up is blue. Then you get purple. And then
orange.
Orange. And sometimes. Then maybe sometimes gold.
Yeah.
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 After orange.
But I'm glad that's established as, because you don't need to teach that to players anymore. They just know that's a rule.
Yeah, and if you're going to break it, make it funny and not game disrupting.
Or pick completely different colors. Because if you're doing green, blue, purple, I'm going to expect that same order.
It's an industry standard at this point. Don't fuck with it.
Pretty much started by World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so. Was Diablo before that? Did Diablo...
I don't think Diablo 2 dropped colors, but I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't think it did. At least not all those
I think you have
colors.
To look at... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
We were barbarians back then.
Yeah. How did people survive?
I know.
So, to get back to the division, I'm really actually enjoying it. But, like I said, it's an MMO. Like, you're going around, you're doing little side quests, you're going into these missions.
Which is your bag.
And that's my bag, you're right. Yeah. And it's got the loot drop. And it's got a boss at the end of the little thing that is so slightly harder that you got to do something. They haven't yet thrown guys that you have to like do patterns or, you know, like do anything crazy like that yet.
Yeah.
But I could see that coming. I think people are disappointed because they were expecting a shooter and you don't really get a shooter. This is more an MMO than a shooter. So I'm enjoying it. The things that I don't like.
I think we'd be having a good time if we were playing together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We would. Mm-hmm. And so they have, when you go into like your missions, you can set it normal setting or you can do hard setting. And the hard setting isn't necessarily designed for multiple people, but it sort of is because I tried a hard setting and even as a so-so first person or third person shooter guy, I got to the boss and died to the boss 20 times. And finally I said, I'm just going to restart this at normal, but I could get to the boss with it.
Okay.
As a single player equivalent level.
Yeah. And not a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can imagine Bobby or you probably could have beaten that level at hard.
Right.
So
not on controller. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like drunk driving.
But there is aim assist on the controller, but it's not a lot of aim assist. Yeah. It'll just lock. It'll move it over, but once you start shooting, then it's gone.
There's a bad guy. Okay, building on the left.
Yeah.
Shit, building on the right.
Yeah.
Fuck, building on the left. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so bad.
What I also thought was kind of cool with this division is I was very proud of it for not pushing any sort of sexual agenda. The girls in this game are literally girls. Like, there's no, like, they're wearing full clothes. They don't have giant boobs.
They're not attractive.
They're not, they're just normal people.
They're soldiers.
And if you talk to the medical person who's a woman, she talks about her wife, but they don't like make it obvious that she's a lesbian.
It's not that huge
thing. Yeah. They just mention it in casual passing.
Yeah.
And I really respect it. Like, this game wants to be kind of real. And I felt they accomplished that on that.
And in that, I talked about this when I played the beta. To me, this is one of the most realistic cities I've ever seen.
Oh, for sure. I've seen screenshot comparisons for real world, and they're spot on a lot of these things.
Yeah, and I don't just mean graphics. I mean, like, that tractor would probably be there.
Yeah.
Those things would probably be there. And I know we're playing cover-based combat, but it's not like... Gears of War, everybody always points at Gears of War for being cover base.
Well, because that's the
first one.
Yeah, right. Started off.
But those barriers were there.
Yeah, artificial barriers.
Artificial barriers.
Yeah, this doesn't
happen. These whole things, I could totally see those things sitting there.
It's kind of the same effect in Mass Effect too. as soon as you entered an area and you saw those like knee high walls, you're like, oh shit, a fight's going down. It just kind of telegraphed that. But it's funny what you mentioned about girls, because a lot of these post apocalyptic games, they really, if they put like really hot women in there, it just seems so out of place, more so than normal. I mean,
I remember
you expect that from most games, but yeah, Metro last night, I brought that point up. It's like, this is literally a nuclear wasteland where people are living in tunnels and all the guys are just super gross and dirty. And then you walk in and every girl is like a freaking 10 and a half. Like, no joke. I'm just
the strippers, right? The strippers.
Yeah, the strippers. I'm just like, what? are they eating? Because everyone else is eating.
We're eating rat tails.
Yeah. You know? Like, are they taking vitamins or something? What is going on here? Like, let's just give all our nutritious meals to the women. Right?
They're eating each other.
They're getting all the money because they're getting all the action.
What is it? Bullets were the...
Yeah, bullets were the currency in that game.
Yeah, so they're getting all the bullets.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a really good game, man.
The Metro First Light.
Yeah, the whole, yeah. And I hear I played the regular one, and I really liked it. But apparently the Redux, mm-hmm. whatever, is, like, exceptional. And I haven't played the other ones after that.
Yeah, I want to play the Redux for the, 2033? Because I've never played that game. It'd be hard for me to go through Last Light again. Because it wasn't a scary game, but it was, you know... It was kind of a downer. The whole narrative, the everything about the atmosphere of that
it's like
game.
Like The Road.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
And did you watch The Road, Bob?
No.
Read the book?
No, The Road?
Yeah, that's the post-apocalyptic with the guy and his son or whatever.
It's one of the saddest stories ever.
Yeah.
It's just like, talk about downers. It's just terrible.
See, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
Getting back to The Division, though.
Yeah.
I do have there's
we're stretching
definitely,
it out, Chad. There's not a whole lot to talk about.
No, there's definitely negative sides on The Division, though. There's only one setting. Like, you're used to an MMO and it's got some grasslands, it's got some mountainous,
right.
It's got some snow. This is all New York City, all snow. It's all one. It's all winter.
Well, underground.
And there's some underground.
But it's very city-ish.
Yeah, there's nothing. And
are you saying this is a complaint?
Yeah.
But also,
I'm already kind of like bored of the scenery.
I think it's all going to get boring. Like, there's no monsters.
And that's the other downside. Yeah. Is there's only one enemy type, and that's humans.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a guy in a tank. I haven't, but I'm
also. So you're saying the Division could use a little diversity.
Well, I don't know how they could diversify it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Oh. It was a joke. Yeah, over both our heads.
But it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, you guys missed my one last week. Bed knobs and broomsticks.
Was that actually a joke?
Yeah, that movie was a joke.
Tell about your broomstick joke that you said way too loud at dinner.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
I was too drunk.
You know that obnoxious crowd at the restaurant? We were that obnoxious crowd, and she was the worst.
That's
one.
Twice that we've been to Sushi Deli being the obnoxious crowd.
Yeah. But it's two different Sushi Deli, so it's okay.
Okay.
We're not those people yet.
That makes it much better. Yeah, so I've only faced humans. A couple of them drop turrets, but there's no, like, I don't know. Like, somehow they got to diversify the enemy types or what you're going after. And they do okay with different objectives and doing different things, but at the end of the day, you're either shooting somebody or you're searching for something, and those are the only two things you're doing.
I wonder if it would be too much if they started getting sci-fi with it, though, with aliens or monsters.
No, I'm not saying that, but, you know.
That's okay, so you started... Sorry, EverQuest. You literally start off with a stick, and you're killing rats.
Not even magic rats.
No, just normal big-ass fucking scary rats. But you have a stick. And then little by little, eventually you can get some rusty ass sword.
And that you asked me last week why I like MMOs so much.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I like it so much is because you start off with a stick fighting rats, and at the end you got a flaming fucking sword and you're taking down gods.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's amazing.
It really
you put in the work. But this you're gonna start fucking shooting at Billy Bob, and you end probably shooting up armored Billy Bob. Pretty much. At level 60, what could you possibly be fighting that's going to be impressive? Maybe a tank. Maybe.
And I think this is like a limitation Destiny had also. Like, you were kind of already godlike when you kind of started off. You were using these giant weapons and doing all this sorts of stuff. And you got better. And
so you can only get incremental.
Yeah.
Which isn't...
Yeah, it just... I don't know.
I don't know where it happened. It happened sometime after EverQuest, obviously, where... They wanted players to feel powerful off the bat, and I don't think that's the route.
Well, you got to hook players in the first hour or two. So how do you hook them? You either have to do the Iceman prologue or the Snowman prologue, where, you know, like God of War. You guys never played God of War, but
I did.
You start off super powerful,
and then they take it
all
away.
Right. So you get hooked in, and you see what you can be, and then they take it all away. Or
has an MMO done that? Because that sounds brilliant.
Really. Not really.
MMO, you know?
Well, there was there was one like kind of like 2D side scroller MMO, like Asian MMO that I played. I think it was a browser based game, and you start off like that, and then they took away your powers.
Oh, okay.
But not really. I haven't seen one happen like that.
It'd be a lot to drop on somebody.
So, can you recommend this game or?
Yeah, for sure.
For $60. Oh, by the way, it broke Ubisoft's records for first day sales for full game. So
I think, like I said, I think a lot of the mixed reviews are people that were expecting third person shooter. You know, I haven't even been to the Dark Zones, and that's kind of like more PvP, and you can shoot against each other. And you, because I'm running around the city and I'm not seeing anybody else really. I think
occasionally somebody. Will
Well, run when you're in the safe houses, the hub. you'll see people, but when you go out to the city,
is it your instance?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of. Which is kind of weird because the city's big enough that you could have people running around doing their thing.
But then it wouldn't make sense if you shoot them and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Because you can shoot the pedestrians and they die, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I like the fact that it's not subscription-based. It's a one-time purchase, which is nice.
You can okay, can we agree on this? Can you recommend it as an RPG but not really as an MMO yet? Or, you know what I mean? I mean, I like what they did here, kind of.
Yeah.
But it comes with its
I don't even know what the max level is, either. So I'm like level 8 or so.
Yeah.
So what's the max level? Is it 40?
You told us 7 earlier, I think. He's saying, yeah.
I think I'm 8.
All right.
Maybe 9. No, I'm 11. I'm definitely 15. No.
Are we talking about level or inches at this point?
Why not both? So yes, I would recommend this. I don't think it's worth $60 at this right now, but I could, if I keep playing it and I'm still enjoying it, I don't know. If I get 20 hours of gameplay out of this and I enjoy it, is it worth $60? I don't know. Okay. Especially since I got it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, according to Steam charts right now, the all-time peak for this game was 114,000. That was the all-time peak. Currently playing 5 minutes ago is 76,000. So there's a lot of people playing this game.
Yeah. So maybe it's one of these things where it's going to take a little while to get going. People see what the beauty is.
It seems
is.
Like they're trying to improve it and stuff. Like there was a whole thing. So you have collision with other players. So there was when the game first started, the first quest guy that you needed to talk to was just like masked. And players themselves created a queue, created a line.
Oh, that's smart.
So people could...
Wow.
Yeah. And people were just lining up to...
Smart-ass PC gamers.
But obviously that wasn't something they thought about. Like, what happens when we get all
you know,
these
that
people
reminds
in
me
at
of
the same
is
time?
After Fukushima happened, that big hurricane... Or that big tsunami that hit Japan.
Yeah. Killed their power plant or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And it was fucking... Nobody has houses and it was fucking terrible. The Japanese just lined up for food. It's like over here it'd be riots and fucking chaos.
Well, it's just all a different culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were hating on them last week.
No, they're future people. I think they're better than I am.
Not their games though.
No, not their games. The games are weird as fuck.
All right, enough about the Division. Let's talk about something else.
Please.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Should we talk Path of Exile or Grim Dawn?
Sure, let's compare the two, yeah?
Yeah.
I guess. So, Path of Exile had an expansion, but being these, like, we can't really speak on the expansion because being just casual players that got up to, like, level 23, I was happy that our characters were right there and we got a free respec. And one of the things about this game that we enjoyed so much was the specking tree.
There's two parts that I like. I like the specking tree... And I like the spells are based on the gems. I think that's a really cool idea. You don't have a spell book.
You sock it.
You sock at things, and that socket allows you to do spells.
Right. But let's say you have this axe, and in this axe you put flame wave or whatever.
Yep.
And then you get a better axe that's clearly better in every way, but it has different colored sockets. You're kind of SOL.
No, you're not. Because the currency, which is another thing I like in this, there's no money in this game.
Yeah, it's
the
all
currency
bartering.
Is based on these different tokens But one of the tokens lets you re-socket an item. So if you got it, that if you got that axe,
yeah,
that has the wrong color sockets, you can spend your currency to re-socket them.
Why don't you tell me this while we're playing? It wasn't important, actually. It didn't come up.
I thought you knew, but...
So, what it is, if you don't know, after we got super technical, it's a dungeon crawler, a la Diablo, and so is Grim Dawn when we get to that. As far as comparing the two...
We swear Bobby's on this podcast, too. He's right over here. You can hear him chuckle every once in a while.
And I haven't been funny at all, because Sam hasn't laughed.
No. She only laughs at my jokes, that's why.
And Bobby's.
True.
So, it's a dungeon crawler. It's free to play. If you want to save money, FigSec, you can play. I mean, this is probably the best free dungeon crawler there is. You get a lot for free. A lot.
We were talking. There's no reason to spend money.
There's no reason.
They don't throw money.
Sell you. There's really nothing in there that they try to upsell you on.
No.
I think there's some cosmetic gear that last I checked was severely overpriced, but there's really no reason to get that. And there's no XP booster that I'm aware of. Like, there's no reason to spend money on this game.
You can get new tabs in your stash, which is nice, assuming you play enough that you fill up your stash.
Right. And you can expand your inventory.
Yeah.
Because that's probably our biggest thing. We got to go back to town. It's just a hassle. It's making the game more convenient, which is one of those tricky things. But, I mean, the amount of game you get for free, I almost feel guilty playing that much for free. Seriously.
Do you think they made their money back? Do you think?
Well, if they're doing expansions, and this is their second one, I think they probably have a hardcore small following that just dumps money into this thing.
Well, because... I think I told you about this for Galaxy of Heroes. Maybe I brought this up last week. Galaxy of Heroes, this mobile game that I like to play. I was looking at a website that has, you know, strategy guys and everything like that about it. And one guy on there said he spent $5,000 on Galaxy of Heroes to upgrade everything.
So you know that Star Wars game I was playing on my iPad? You saw me do it a couple times. $5,000 he spent on that game. Yeah.
Yeah. This is somebody online. He's probably a millionaire. If he's spending $5,000 on a mobile game, he's probably...
Or now he's homeless.
Yeah. Anyways, the point is, it's that 1% that keeps your game profitable.
Right.
Because it's that 1% that's buying all that stuff. And your flaming sword and
all that stuff. It's also a tricky thing because if I'm playing Smite, I am adding value to this game because I'm somebody that the people that spend money play, you know, but for this, it doesn't really add any, you know, having all these other players doesn't add anything to the game.
Yeah. But if you're playing a game 40 hours a week,
yeah,
is it worth the $20 to have some cool graphic that every time you walk somewhere, people are like, oh shit, look at that guy.
And it's happened. Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at this fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're playing it. I could justify spending $20-$30 to look cool for a game that I play a lot.
So bottom line, at the end of the day, for Dungeon Crawling, this is a pretty good one. I like things that it does. The graphics, I don't like the graphics at all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. They're not horrendous. They're just not great. The controls are good. I can't really say much bad.
We had to do a bunch of stuff in the options to set it up how we liked it. You would have thought they would have had more stuff set to default. So I guess what I'm saying is...
Like full screen mode and shit like that?
No, like having your items show up by default instead of having to push a button to see items on the ground.
Yeah.
But
the options are there.
They are there, but everything's turned off. You got to go in there and turn them all on.
Now let's talk about...
Grim Dawn?
Yeah, what we really enjoyed this week.
Yeah.
Grim Dawn had their full release. I don't know when it was.
I think it was last week.
And it just so happened that we started playing. We didn't even know that happened, right?
Correct.
So we started playing, and we fell right back in love.
Do you have this, Bobby?
Grim Dawn? No, I do not.
I fell right back in love with this game, man. I honestly believe this is the best dungeon crawler out there.
It's really good.
It's really good. I'm not paying
attention. How much is it, Bobby?
Grim Dawn, let me pull that up.
I'm not paying attention to the story at all. I don't really care about that. It's just...
It's supposed to have a cinematic, but we never saw it.
That one more blue, that one more orange, that one more... One more level. I want those levels more than...
Because it's got an innovative skill system where you can either level up your base stats to get higher up in the skill tree or put points into your skills. So you've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
So you want those levels because you want as many points in that skill tree as possible.
It's almost like you either trick out your car more or save more money for your next car. And you got to decide. You get $3 every level.
Every time.
And how am I going to – because, fuck, those shiny rims look dope. But goddamn, that Lexus looks awesome. Yeah. And you're like, fuck. And so, like, I go back. I can't commit. I have the worst time. Last level, I just put $3 towards the Lexus. And then the ones before that, I kind of spaced them around, tinted the windows.
Got some tinted one window.
Yeah, one window.
It's the driver's side.
God, I love that game, man.
So it's $24.99, and it's saying that it was released on February 25th.
No, that was the early access.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, it's recently out of early access.
Wait. February 25th of this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was what, 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That makes sense.
It's getting a little grindy for me only because I want those levels so bad.
Well, when we looked at the map, remember?
Yeah.
We did that whole right side.
If you think about it, it's probably Diablo-esque, really. It's just that you can see it all at once.
Yeah.
And so so we cleared out one side of the map in one night. And so we're like, oh yeah, we can fucking do it. And the other side of the map is probably four times. So five hard nights of playing. You can get this game done. But we're having a blast. Yeah. I mean, you can
such a good value for $25.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you can get this on sale,
Bobby, you need to pick this up.
Yeah, I will at some point. I really don't like dungeon crawlers. I did play a lot of
Diablo.
No, I haven't been playing Diablo. I had a little stint with it a couple months back, and I played a lot of Path of Exile, but I can't stay hooked on that for too long.
Well, this one's a different take on it, so.
I've heard nothing but good things. It's got 84 on Metacritic. It's got really positive Steam reviews. I'm sure it is a good game.
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Right?
Unrelated text to game and it's hilarious. Okay, I'll read it to you. Chad, do you know Bag of Burgers in San Jose?
No.
You can buy a bag of burgers for $5 in San Jose.
Sounds like the most ghetto
thing. Yeah, it's terrible. And weren't we watching something, baby? It was
DC.
Yeah, it was like an MMA thing. A guy in San Jose. He's like, Bag of Burgers is the best shit in town, whatever. Oh, look, I've fucking gone there.
I'm from there. I've never heard of Bag of Burgers.
Yeah.
So, am I not ghetto enough?
Yeah,
it's pretty much what happened. So my buddy Gabe.
If you're listening, I'm white as fuck, by the way. I'm very white.
Thanks.
So,
and we're not.
Yeah.
My buddy Gabe is kind of like heavy
set. We're the helper.
Yeah.
My buddy Gabe is heavy set, and he just texted my other friends that his girlfriend just had her first taste of Bag of Burgers. And my other friend said, you let her lick your armpit?
What? What is going on?
Jimmy.
Bag of Burgers is great. After you're drunk, you go there. You buy a bag of burgers, and you have a car full of guys.
So it's not just a clever name.
No.
Is there, like, an amount?
We used to call them shit burgers.
Because after you ate the burgers, you took a massive shit?
Yeah, so anyway, everybody, we were pass out the burgers, and one time...
Wait, you don't each get your own bag?
No.
These
are, like, burgers, like, from McDonald's, like a regular hamburger.
Okay.
A
quarter pounder.
Yeah, so you get five for $5. So anyway, I forgot who it was. He was passing out the burgers, and he threw Miguel's, and fucking the window was down. It flew out the window. But you don't care because you have a bag of burgers? It's awesome. Great stuff.
They used to sell, when I was
next
in high
time
school,
I'm up there.
McDonald's used to sell 10 hamburgers for, I don't know, what was it like? It was some ridiculously cheap price. I mean, these are not very good burgers. But you could get like a bag of 10 hamburgers. So I guess it's kind of the same thing as bag of burgers, just without the clever name.
Right now, McDonald's is doing 2 quarter pounders with cheese for $5.
I saw that.
It's like really, like, how can you not? If you're driving up there, do you get the quarter pounder with cheese?
You don't
milk?
Go to McDonald's.
Okay.
Is what you do?
Yeah, dude.
Step
I
one.
I seriously have not been to McDonald's in so long. I went there to try a McRib one time. We're really getting off on a tangent, but I had never had a McRib before, and apparently that's like a limited edition only around for a certain time. So I'm like, all right, I'll go try McRib, and it was the worst fucking thing ever.
I have friends that love McRibs, and I tried one. It tastes like butthole.
Yeah, like it seriously looked like somebody was like in the school cafeteria and got a piece of grimy salad and threw it on top of a nasty ass reheated patty of something. I don't know what that was. It wasn't meat, but
they take the meat and shape it into a rib shape.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the
fuck? They take it. No, they have a fucking rib shaping. It's kind of like a Play-Doh machine.
Yeah, they literally have a Play-Doh machine in the back shaping this. I don't even know what it is. Is it supposed to be pork? I don't know.
No, somebody takes a shit in the Play-Doh machine, they shape it, and then they put the most delicious fucking barbecue sauce.
We've just, whoever loves McRib and is listening to us is really pissed, furious.
Somebody just crashed your car.
Yeah. But we're going to get a Steam message.
Big Zach, I'm sorry, bro. Keep it on the road.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, what are we talking about? Grim Dawn.
Highly recommend. Has no McRibs anywhere in the game. McRib free.
It's McRibless. okay.
Bobby, keep this fucking... We gotta keep this show on the road.
He's thrilled. You see the secret smile.
I'm thrilled, yeah.
Do you have anything to talk about this?
Stardew. Week? We're talking Stardew.
Yeah, I got plenty to talk about. Cool.
All right. Your turn, Bobby. Do it.
Stardew Valley.
Good luck following that, dude, with your fucking farming shit.
Yeah. We just named this week's podcast right now. And it happened.
Bag of burgers.
Bag of burgers. Yeah, so Stardew Valley. Yeah.
Sorry. I like how you lean forward right into the mic
So my humble farming game.
There are no McRibs or McDonald's.
The floor is yours, Bobby. Unfortunately.
Did you buy those McRib seeds?
I wonder if you could
1,700 gold spent on McRib seeds.
That's where they come from, apparently. There's nothing natural about a McRib. All right, so I've been playing this game a little bit more, getting a little deeper into it. I've ventured into the mines and
Wait, there's mines?
Yeah, there's mines, and apparently that's a very big part of the game.
What do you got to do down there?
Mine.
No, yeah, but for what? Gold?
Like,
all sorts
or?
Of things. Okay. You fight monsters down there. You get a sword. And
you fight?
Mm-hmm.
This just got so much more
interesting. Yeah,
there
is
combat in this game. You fight off creatures, you mine for ore, and you use that ore to build stuff. I'm really not very far in this game. I've been watching a lot of streams on this game, and holy shit, you know, people are completely built up. They got this entire empire.
Isn't that ruining it for you, Bobby, watching those streams?
Not really. I can't really watch them for very long.
Yeah, I can't imagine streams are entertaining.
It's amazing how much Twitch has become a part of my life, though, because I watch Twitch every night before I go to bed.
Do you watch more Twitch than TV?
Yeah. Well, I don't really watch any TV except for a select few shows I actually, you know, have to go out and get, watch on Netflix or download, but I don't really, flip through channels and watch what's on.
Speaking of Twitch, we might have a Twitch streamer on for an interview here in a couple
weeks. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Well, we got one coming up. She's, really fun. We just randomly came across her and, she's going to be on soon. And I think she's going to drink with us. I think she seems like a drinker.
Nice.
So.
Counter-Strike.
I'm going to be like Bobby.
Counter-Strike, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you had to pick one Twitch streamer, who's your... If you got to recommend one Twitch streamer, who do you recommend?
Chu8. C-H-U-8. He plays Heroes of the Storm. Occasionally, he'll take a break from that and play... Like, he played XCOM quite a bit, but... I watch Heroes of the Storm basically because you can improve your game so much by watching someone who's really good.
For sure.
I'll check out other channels and other games, but I don't watch them for very long. I just kind of flip through them.
I'm kind of hooked right now on this guy, Voyboy, who does League of Legends. I don't even play League of Legends, but it's just kind of fun to just watch. And he's just, you know, he's just funny and he's decent and he has 10,000 people, and it's just fun.
It was never really my thing. And then just recently, I wanted to see how The Culling was. So I'm sure somebody was streaming that.
Oh, yeah, I was watching that with you.
So I went and checked out. I guess he's one of the top.
What was his name?
Counter-Strike. I don't know his name, but he's one of the
cool, good story, bro.
Top Counter-Strike. But I've never watched a streamer before, really. Not for more than 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I watched this guy for probably 15 minutes, and it was just real. It was cool. It was like hanging out. I can see the appeal for sure.
Yeah.
You feel like you're part of a club, and like the guys that gave him money to subscribe, every time they talk, you can actually see it.
Or yeah, you got a tip. Symbol. You can tip people and it'll like actually come up and then they'll talk to you and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a text to speech program that will.
Well, his wasn't text to speech.
They'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, they'll give you a shout out.
But a lot of the streamers that I watch, if you tip a certain amount or more, then you can write some text that will show up on screen and then a text to speech system will read that out, which is really funny when people use emoticons or kind of a thing that's been going on Chew's channel is people have been putting RU over and over and over again. So the text speech just reads that as like rah 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 like over and over, and it's funnier than it sounds. But yeah, people find these little.
You say it.
Yeah.
Well, it's all sorts of things like that. People will find like two letters together, make a certain sound, and like just do all these crazy shit. So yeah, there's some entertainment to be had there. But yeah, I've gotten into the habit of watching a lot of Twitch, but it's really only for Heroes of the Storm. I can't imagine watching. There's really no personality that I'm attached to. I'm really just watching for the gameplay tips. And of course, a lot of esports. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Not at our age.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as going pro at our age.
Yeah. Aww. Past my prime.
Yeah.
But, I watch a lot of, especially with what I was talking about last week with them doing the seasonal thing with Heroes of the Storm. There's just so much competitive play to watch right now. Enter the Storm's going on. So I watch a lot of that as well.
And Heroes of the Dorm is coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming up too. And then come April or May, I think we have the Spring Championship in Korea. So that's going to be a really good show because I've been watching so much competitive play now that I'm seeing all the metas. I don't know why I'm saying meta here. All the metas of the different regions, but I'm just so curious to see how they play against each other. Because, you know, North America's got their own way of playing. They got their heroes that they're like.
Very aggressive, usually.
Yeah.
North America is usually very aggressive. The Asian countries are usually a lot of farming. That's kind of standard.
I mean, Heroes is kind of a different game in general, so it's different.
No farming. Well,
I mean, yeah, they're soaking, but there's not lane soaking.
Come on, get it right.
Let's not start. Soaking is the McRib of this podcast.
But they all have their different heroes that they like, and the EU scene is especially interesting because Heroes of the Storm is not big enough to really have so many players, like so many good players in each specific region of Europe. So they tried putting all the best players of Europe on a team, but the language barrier was just so difficult that they really didn't perform as well as we thought they would. So the problem that they're running into is, first of all, in the EU scene, the players just jump around from team to team, like sporadically. There's not a lot of consistency. And second of all, they have a huge language problem with them. You got to get the same language spoken on each team because this game is, you know, just all about team fights, and communication during those is so key. So
I thought English was the universal language. Is that not the case?
Not in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Disappointed. But we were actually talking about Stardew Valley.
Yeah, Stardew Valley. I mean, I don't have too much more to say on that other than I've been playing it. We talked about it quite a bit.
Are you through the first year, by the way?
No, almost.
Are you loving it?
Still? Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It is a great game. I definitely recommend this, and I feel like everybody everywhere is talking about this, and I stand by my statement from last week that I think this is like going to be I'm going to say even it's going to be bigger than Undertale. Mm. Like this game is really big. And you know, because I've been watching so much Twitch, I can kind of tell what's popular now. When a new game comes out or comes out of beta, like that shows up really high on the charts for Twitch, you know, because it categorizes them by how many viewers they have.
Yeah.
And Stardew Valley is pretty high up there.
I have a question. First of all, how did this get tied in with Harvest Moon?
So this is an individual that made this whole game.
Right.
And he wanted to make something.
Like
Harvest
Moon. PC gamer.
Yeah.
And also, I guess it's off of that. I guess Harvest Moon just had a huge following that I didn't know about.
Well, that's like a NES
Nintendo
game?
Right?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Super NES?
Yeah. I don't know. I never played it.
Yeah.
So I'm not really familiar
but
with
you
that.
You were interested in this game before it came out. Like, what piqued your interest in this game?
The PC Gamer podcast, actually. Tom Marks brought it up on there. And just,
are we going to direct people to other podcasts
No,
again?
We went through all this last year. You asked. And I explained this last week.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's what got me interested in it. And, yeah, as soon as I started playing it, I really enjoyed it.
We should have Tom Marks on, actually. We should do that.
Yeah.
I'll send him an email.
Yeah, we'll just get him on.
We've had the rest of them, why not?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had the captain and the co-captain. And yeah. You can have the navigator.
That's true. So, not when you call him the navigator, though.
That's what he does. He runs the show. He's like Bobby.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Except he wears bow ties. So I had some, it's a little hardware, I guess we can talk here. I have my hard drive went bad. My $1,200 hard drive went bad.
Ooh, is it that sucks.
Yes, it has a 5-year warranty. This thing comes with a
Wait, what company?
This is Intel, which is very surprising because Intel makes some really quality products. And I was really surprised. I was having random reboots, blue screens. So I was like, this can't be right. So I downloaded some software that let me check the quality of the hard drive. And sure enough, it had a ton of smart errors.
What are smart errors?
Smart's a system that checks. Yeah, that's a good tip. If you want to test your hard drive, see if it's good, download HD Sentinel. It's a program that will check your hard drive. There's a bunch of other ones out there that'll do it as well, but this is the one I just happen to use out of habit. You can get a free version of it, and it'll check your hard drive for smart errors, which smart is a system. It stands for something. I can't remember what, but... It just, anytime something odd goes on with the hard drive, like it had trouble booting up, or if there was a bad sector or a reallocated sector, then it will flag that and make note of it. All that stuff, and like how long your hard drive has been on, like how many hours has it been used and its estimated time left. It's not completely accurate, but it's a really good indication on the quality of your hard drive or how well it is off. And my hard drive is not doing good. So I'm about 6 months into owning this. I mean, I haven't had it that long, and
this is solid state, right?
This is a solid state. It's the Intel 750. It actually doesn't connect the traditional way. It connects with a PCI Express slot, so it hooks up to your motherboard like it was a video card.
Oh wow!
But it uses something called NVMe, which is a much faster version of AHCI. It's got all these benefits. But it's a new technology that allows this thing to go super fast. And I get, before this, I was running two SSDs in a RAID 0, and I'm getting much better performance out of this single drive than I was.
You mean
out
you
of,
were?
I was. The speed's been fine, but it's just the random reboots. And the odd thing is, it just shuts off every night. My computer just shuts off every night.
Is it a heating issue?
No, it's the temperatures are fine.
So, while we're talking about hardware, I got an issue.
Okay.
I was playing Grim Dawn and a couple other games, and my screen would black. It would be like my video card just dies on me or whatever. I can hear the audio playing in the background, but just black screened. And I had to like hard reboot to get it back. Hmm. Is that a video card issue? Is that a heat issue? Is that a motherboard issue? What do you think is going on there?
Wouldn't be a heating issue, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. It only happens if there's a lot of if I'm stressing the video card, it feels like mm-hmm. It happens.
It's under a lot of strain. I don't know. You know, I started having issues like that when I upgraded to Windows 8, or maybe it was 10. I don't know. When I switched operating systems at one point, I started having issues with that, and I never had issues like that before. And because I run a dual screen setup, I was able to open Task Manager in a different window and then just force quit processes and get out of that. But I'm not sure. I haven't had that in quite a long time.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that it could be.
You and me, let me know if I should install any programs to check out.
Well, you've been updating your drivers, right?
Yeah, I have, and it's still going on. When my computer is going black screened.
Well, I don't know, man. Grim Dawn, particularly, it's made me black screen. Well, not black. Yeah, no, I guess it was black screen.
Yeah,
and I think it's Grim Dawn, and then it was also It's been two games that made you crash.
Yeah, it was
Green Dawn. I happen to think it was the two games. In my opinion. Just throwing it out there. It was early on. There's been a lot of patches for Tomb Raider since.
And oh, that was the other one, issue, Tomb Raider. Right?
You haven't had any issues?
Well, I haven't played Tomb Raider since I beat it, so.
Right. Yeah. Grim Dawn's, I mean, they have their full release, but it is, there's no bugs until you crash.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that it's been full release, I haven't had that issue.
Mm. Gotta make sure you save up.
And I have, though.
Yeah, you have.
Like three times.
Yeah.
So maybe because I'm hosting, but enough.
Yeah.
Well, the good news about the hard drive is it's under warranty. The bad news is I have not even shipped it back yet because I've got to go through this...
getting torn off of it process.
Yeah. No. I don't care if they find anything on there. I have all my data backed up, so I'm perfectly fine there. But I've got to...
Wait. You back your data up?
Yeah. Yeah, Google Drive, and I've got a 5 terabyte hard drive in there as well that I put all my shit on.
I feel like I'm just, like, scratching the surface, and Bobby's, like, way deep in that shit. Like, two knuckles deep
in video game data is there at this point? Everything is out in the cloud, pretty much.
Yeah, all the important stuff is on there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hey, Queen, quiet your drink down over there.
She got me the crushed ice.
There's a party in your cup, and nobody's invited.
Next time, we're going to have to get cubed ice in this Monster Vodka concoction I got going on here.
I'm going back and forth with this service rep, I guess, and it's all text, and he only responds at like 10:30 at night. So every time I say something, I gotta wait like a full day until I hear something back.
Oh, fuck that shit. I'm calling people up.
Yeah,
I'm sending hate mail on emails. Yeah, that's not happening for me.
Well, just I've got a lot of patience. Twitter account, and that shakes worlds right there.
Yeah.
Or movers and shakers. Yeah. We say one bad thing to our 365 followers.
Yep.
And
done. Fucking,
yeah.
It's a done deal.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Southwest gave me a free ticket once.
Ashton Kutcher's calling us up, asking us. Had nothing to do with our Twitter account,
but it did happen.
Yeah. I got that.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to do is get a new drive because they wanted to send me a refurbished one because I've been through this before. I'm like the warranty master here. I know how all this shit goes down.
Well, and as long as they think your name is Robert and not Bobby, because then you might not get the warranty at all.
Yeah, because then we might have a problem.
See episode 62 if you want to know what that is.
Yeah.
But I asked the guy straight up, I was like, is this going to be a refurb? And he's like, this will be a reconditioned hard drive, which we are 100% sure will work for you. And I was like, nope, not having that. I would like a brand new one. I am 6 months ago, you know, went off on my little rant there. He's like, well, let me see what I can do. And then I haven't heard back from him since. So I think it's because it's the weekend. Hopefully I'll hear back from this gentleman who doesn't speak very good English on Monday.
I put you on the asshole pile.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be serving
it. I was very polite about it. Like I said, I'm a warranty master. I know my way around these things. I have warrantied so much shit you would not believe.
And politeness will get you a certain way.
Because I've been on the other end of this too. I mean, I'm going to mention this on the podcast, but I worked tech support for like a year and I know how that shit goes.
Dude, you work tech support every day.
Yeah.
I call Bobby.
Well, in a call center, I did tech support.
Bobby, my aunt is having this issue with her whatever.
You know, it's so funny at work.
Sam's laughing, but she has to keep it quiet because she doesn't want to laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, I know. to yours.
Yeah.
Look at that. Nonstop.
Wait.
Traitor.
One person. This is the hard drive that you're using on a daily basis.
Yes.
And
the funny thing is it still works. My computer enters this weird state where it keeps running, but everything is shut off. It's like it got stuck at boot or something. So I shut it down. I flip the switch. I let the power completely drain out. I boot it all back up. It comes up and it works for a while until it just randomly shuts off again.
So you're halfway through a jerk and this happens and then it screws up your whole... You know what's funny?
It doesn't happen while I'm using the computer. It happens like when I'm not using the computer for several hours. It's a weird thing. But I mean, the errors are all there. The hard drive is toast, and it's only going to get worse at this point. But the thing is, I can still kind of function on it for right now. And I got a hard drive I could install Windows to real quick and use that in the meantime while this thing is getting replaced.
Gotcha. All right. So I got a game that I played this week. I didn't play it very long, so this is going to just be my initial impressions. I played a game called Gremlins Incorporated, I believe it's called.
Yeah, random coupon for this, like 33% off out of nowhere. No idea why I got it.
It kind of... So, it's a board game. So, this is a digital board game, a la Tarsus a little
Which
bit.
Which has happened a lot more and more. It's getting steam.
I like it.
Is it multiplayer?
It is multiplayer, and it focuses on multiplayer. It wants you to play multiplayer. Okay. Like, when you get in the beginning... So, I haven't played online multiplayer yet, but it's got online leaderboards and
what about everything. Local?
I'm not sure, actually.
This sounds interesting. What is it?
So, it's a board game.
Okay.
That's all it is. And...
Where did the gremlins come in?
So, you play kind of... So, the gremlins are kind of like... Big business. So you're on this board and you're doing big business stuff. So you're either going to the marketplace or you're going to the... So it's all kind of related to business stuff. And you've got cards that you can either use to move. So they've got a dice number.
Move your guy.
So, and you're trying to just earn these points. It's kind of really hard to describe. But if you're into
Tarsus,
yeah, right? If you're into board games, I think you would enjoy this game. It's very complicated. The tutorials teach you, but it took me almost an hour to get through the tutorials because there's a lot to explain.
Okay.
But
are you ready to take your skills online?
No.
But you gotta admit, like, probably people are having more trouble with it. You probably have a better grasp than most.
Yeah.
Go online. I think you have online social anxiety.
I do. My problem is I don't want to go online because somehow I think I'm not going to want to get through the whole game and I'm going to want to stop.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to be that quitter that stops halfway through the game. You know what I mean?
You know what's so funny is my dad gets so upset when he goes online to play backgammon on like Yahoo Games. And my dad, I mean, you guys think I'm a fucking square. You should see my dad. And he's just
I
like,
don't think you're a square. Well,
I wouldn't blame anyone if they thought that. But he's just like so befuddled that somebody would have the audacity just up and leave a game, you know, that this person online is not a gentleman and wouldn't like finish the game. Cause my dad is really fucking good at backgammon, like crazy good. Cause that's like the only game he plays. And,
I see your dad in a smoking jacket in a nice wood pipe.
Yeah.
Is that County?
Yeah. No.
They only give out tank tops in East County, dude.
I see him in a pipe. Playing backgammon.
Yeah.
With his manservant.
My dad.
With the name of Reggie. Let me give you an idea what my dad looks like. No,
he's not like super prim and proper or something, but, you know,
Bobby, have you ever tried to get him on a game?
He got hooked on Mafia Wars for a while, and he was into pinball when he was younger.
Like, dude,
really
into it. You can get him on a game. Probably like Clash of Clans.
Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley?
I wouldn't want to get him hooked on Clash of Clans.
Okay, Stardew Valley then.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't because...
Your dad?
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Oh, okay.
But
Chad hates his parents.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't
weird.
Hate my parents.
They're super nice and he hates them. It's so weird.
Hi, how works. Are you? Hey, we bought you some gifts. Shut up, Dad.
That's not at all. You can't laugh at his jokes, Sam.
That's so true.
Exactly how it is. No. It's so nice.
That's not.
Fuck off, Dad.
It's an awkward Christmas.
That's completely wrong.
Oh, my God.
What were we talking about?
Well, anyway, like in the 70s, my dad looked like Bob Saget. And so imagine Bob Saget is pretty old now, so he doesn't really look like him anymore, though. But I don't know. That's kind of my dad. He's like tall, skinny dude. But
okay.
Yeah, and he loves back end. And he kicks people's ass online, and they always leave the game, and he gets really upset. It's an issue.
Anyway.
So that's what you're afraid of, Chaz, being that guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. Like, I was playing The Division, and Emil's like, I'm about to join a mission, and I said, Emilio, should I try the multiplayer out? He's like, yeah, you have to try the multiplayer. You're going to talk about this on the podcast. You need to see what multiplayer is like. And I'm getting nervous. Like, I don't want to do this.
He looked like Bobby at a dinner party.
Yeah. I'm like really fucking nervous.
Where's this picture you're painting of me?
That's not true.
I can't be the only one that gets nervous to do online multiplayer stuff.
How long is a multiplayer game?
For Gremlins?
Mm-hmm.
I think the basic rounds is 30 turns is how the standard version is. So 30 turns, that could take you 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
See, I'm apprehensive to do multiplayer games when I know that my MMR is at risk. Not even just with Heroes of the Storm, but StarCraft 2. I've had interest in playing that in a versus mode, but I'm just like, I'm really not that good at that game. Like, I should practice a lot more and then jump into that, because I don't want to get myself stuck in a super low rank. And if I ever do want to play it more, I just have to fight my way through the sludge. So I don't know if this game has anything like that.
Well, I had fun playing the single player. I didn't feel like I had to play the multiplayer. But I won the first game I played, so maybe...
I have fun at home. I don't have to go out.
Well,
I don't need to meet people. I'm cool. Like, you know.
Well, maybe the difficulty is the online version of this game, because I beat the game the first time I tried it. So maybe it's set up for multiplayer.
A board game, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no single player board games.
Tarsus was single player.
Okay. That was a video game.
Yeah. Right. Anyways, this game's fun. I don't think it's worth $15 because it literally is a board game. Like, there's no video game. I was doing the tutorial and I was like, God damn, this game needs music. Mm. It's literally crickets.
You can play your own.
Yeah, I could be. Yes. But it's kind of like talking.
It's really hard for a game to not have any music at all.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing that was weird to me. But this game is fun. If you like board games, I think Gremlins Incorporated would be a good game.
Strange name.
Yeah. And it's $14.99 right now, by the way.
Does Gremlins mean something that I don't know?
Well, Gremlins kind of is related to business. Like,
I never heard that. I never knew that correlation.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, Bobby?
What, Gremlins?
No, just... Oh, do something.
Do something. Be interesting, Bobby. Yeah, one more thing before we move on from games. Hearthstone announced their next expansion. I Care.
You Whispers guys... of the Old Gods.
Yep.
I thought that was a great name.
Yeah. So it's going to have like their Cthulhus and all the whatever their Seathons and all their old gods.
Cool.
They just announced the first cards. So Seathon is going to be their one of the gods. There's five old gods, I think, but Seathon's cool. He's like a 10 cost for a 6/6, but when he comes into play, he does his attack randomly to all, you know, to all enemy characters.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do you have minions that come into play that give Seathun +2/+2 or +1/+1.
Oh,
so when you finally play Seathun, he becomes huge. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
the worshippers make him bigger. Right. So when he finally comes into play.
Clear them out.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's a cool concept.
Cool. I had a game on there, Bobby. Die Hard Dungeon?
Oh, yeah. Die Hard Dungeon.
Yeah. Sorry, Bobby.
No, that was it.
Okay, sorry.
No, the only other reason I bring this up is... They're going to actually start the seasons, I think, with Whispers of the Old Gods. So this is when the wild versus standard comes into play.
Oh, okay.
That we talked about
a while ago. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So
type 1, type 2.
Type 1, type 2, exactly.
I played Die Hard Dungeon. It's kind of like a Binding of Isaac kind of clone.
Speaking of which, you guys haven't mentioned Binding of Isaac at all, and that's all you guys play.
Well, that's why Sam's sitting in here. I think she's full-on addicted to Binding of Isaac now.
I walk in, she's not opening her textbook.
No.
Even though she's a studying. Student.
Yeah.
And she should be studying.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
She's literally
playing. Back.
Wait, what was the challenge that she was playing, by the way? It was the Link challenge, whatever that link
was. It's called Hyrule.
Instead of Hyrule.
Hyrule, because you have all the things that link that. A shield, a sword, a ladder.
I passed pay to play, what was it?
Yeah, pay to play, yeah.
It, yeah, passed it today.
Anyways, I'm watching hockey in the living room.
Maybe.
And I hear her shout, I beat it! I finally beat it! Because she's been playing this challenge for like 2 days now.
No,
oh,
the
no,
Link is still not
the
dead.
Other one. I'm almost about to pass it. Okay. I'm about to pass it today.
Baby, tell them what's going on with Binding of Isaac. Why do you like it as a girl?
It's fun.
Why as a girl? Why not as a non-gamer?
Sure.
Why do you have to bring sex into it?
Baby, just tell them.
But I do play.
Okay, but you're addicted. Why? What brings you back every time?
It's very random, and then I like to link up things that are very strategic. So if I get like a battery thing and it's going to be loading up item.
Yeah.
Start like if I get the floating battery, the buddy, and he's going to be dropping batteries and batteries and batteries. Yeah. I like that because it's going to make it stronger and I can beat Mega Satan and it's fun. It's challenging.
Yeah. I like the challenge.
She
likes
and
the loot pinata aspect of it.
And the linking of the items and which makes it better.
Synergies is what it's called.
Synergies?
Yeah. Okay. You're looking for synergies and you might see an item that doesn't synergize with what you have, or you'll know what it, because you, poor thing, she doesn't know half the items.
I did one today that was, I can't remember, and it took me to mom, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
But yeah, if you can figure something out that makes, okay, so sometimes the end result is a bit greater than the sum of its parts, because so you'll get this and this, and you'll be like, oh shit, now I can do this?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh,
so
I
like
just beat the game. I'm smarter than the game. And then you die to a fucking spike.
That only happens to you.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like the habit, in the Yum Heart or whatever, where every time you get hit, it gives you points into your space bar, your activated one, and your activated one gives you hearts back.
Yeah, exactly. So you can find things like this, and you think that you cracked the code, but then you still die. For some reason, or you don't die, or you beat the game and you're justified.
I just really like random games, so
yeah.
Like I like Tetris, and I like
you never too.
I like Pac-Man. I like all those stupid.
I have 400 hours probably in Binding of Isaac, and no two games were ever alike. So
we went to an arcade game arcade place this weekend. We watched her play Pac-Man. By the way,
she's fucking so good.
I was a little bit aroused watching her play Pac-Man.
I was wasted when we got to the bar,
yeah,
and not one person beat me at Street Fighter. So, just saying.
The computer.
Yeah, the computer I couldn't beat. Not once.
Wait. Get back down here. We're playing Die Hard Dungeon.
Die Hard Dungeon is not as good as Binding of Isaac. It has some interesting ideas. You carry around a loot chest where you put all your loot in. My biggest problem with this game is that it didn't explain what's the fuck's going on. I don't know how the mechanics work. I think anything that you level up or get better, you keep for every subsequent game. It's a roguelike, but...
It's a roguelike.
Yeah, it's a roguelike, but you just keep everything that you ever gained. But it does. You can't access it. I didn't understand it fully.
So it might be good when you understand what's going on.
Maybe. But I'd rather play Binding of Isaac.
So the actual game is not as good as Binding.
No, unfortunately not. It's an okay game.
Still like top down? Very similar to Binding.
Very, very similar. Yeah. I mean, this is probably inspired by that.
Gotcha.
And they have some interesting ideas. Like, you don't lose anything that you ever gain, which is pretty cool. And the little treasure chest that follows you levels up if you level it up eventually. But that goes back. I didn't know what you get to carry into your next game and what you don't. And it's hard to be strategic when you don't know which is going to which.
All right, so we got some listener questions. The first one is from Happy Noodle Boy. He asks in our Steam group, what things annoy you in game? He brought it up because he's playing and that was pissing him off.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
If you see them over and over.
I mean, what's worse, a loading screen or a cutscene that you can't skip? But I don't want to see that cutscene four times every time I play the game again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you keep dying on the same part and you got to keep watching it, that is horrendous.
Yeah, it is horrendous.
Yeah. There's some games that have unskippable dialogue lines, too, and that can get very annoying.
Yeah. So what did some other listeners have?
Well, Clown Lotion listed a few here. Invisible Walls, same footstep sound.
Invisible Walls. I fucking hate Invisible Walls. Yeah, those are
definitely annoying.
Which is funny because TF2 has them, and you don't even notice them because it's so well designed. I don't know. You just like, oh, I know I can't go that way.
There's a lot more to pay attention to in that game.
Right. Yeah.
Half-assed crafting systems and loading screens right before another loading screen.
Yeah.
All things I can get very annoyed.
I agree with all those, Clown Lotion.
And with mods, you can get rid of most of that shit. So, just saying.
What else did the people bring up?
Well, I mentioned a bad UI, and I know that's something we've talked about a lot on this podcast.
It's going to have to be top of the list.
Yeah.
We love UI for some reason.
Well, the UI is just we're old such people. A big part of the game, and there's absolutely no reason to do it wrong. So when you have a bad UI, that just it's really disappointing.
I was playing the Swindle this week, which is kind of like a old-school-y 2D art thing. And then every time you bring up the UI, it looks like you're in a DOS program. It just seems out of place and weird, and the UI is the worst part of that game. And it's just like one of those things.
You like the Swindle, though.
I like the Swindle. I like playing it a lot, yeah.
But not the UI.
Not the UI. It's terrible.
And, all
right. Things that I hate, and this is kind of video game related, but I was telling Bobby about this, and he thought it was weird. Every time I watch a movie or a TV show, and somebody's playing a video game, and they have the wrong sound effects for the game that's being played, or completely wrong sound effects for the controller that's being held, it drives me fucking nuts. If they're holding a PS2 or 3 controller and it's going pew, pew, bzz, 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 like fucking
Nintendo
fucking. No, like Atari sound effects, I lose my shit, dude. I don't
see that happen very often, though.
All the time, dude. Bobby, all the fucking time, all the time.
Or they're playing some game and it's like a first-person shooter, and the guy's not even touching the sticks or whatever.
Right.
Like, we're smart enough in this day and age.
Yeah.
Just, like, you wouldn't make your lines sound artificial because we've gotten to the point where you're acting. Yeah. Act like you're acting in real life.
Right.
Do the same in video if you're playing video games. Like,
it's just one of those things. If we were all painters and it was a painting podcast, we'd be picking out things in the background. Yeah. It's what we do, so.
I know, but you figure there's more gamers than not gamers. Like, it should just be assumed to do it right? Right. Yeah. Like, at this point in society,
So it does bother you as well.
It does, okay, for sure.
Thank God.
For sure.
Bobby, he's like, you're weird for thinking that's weird.
It's just, I don't know, that's not something I run across very often.
But a lot of things bother Chad.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the mouse. This is like Why don't you guys move the mouse?
Like, oh, we're watching a movie and he comes in the room and he's like, the mouse cursor is in the middle of the screen, and we're like,
watching a movie in the white. Bobby knows exactly what I'm talking about. Bobby would literally go insane. The white mouse cursor is sitting right in the middle of the fucking screen, and I'm dying. I'm literally dying. Like, why the. And he's got the bar at the bottom with the, like, play fast. Fast forward, reverse, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
There's some people that get, younger people get upset if you don't full screen things. I don't know, like if you put on a YouTube video.
They did the worst. They did full screen and then put all the fucking icons and the mouse and everything. Like, they might as well have just had a banner on the right side advertising fucking Newegg. Or something. Like, it was ridiculous. What's up?
Big dick pills.
Big dick pills.
Yeah.
Viagra. Like, it was horrible.
Okay, we got a few other answers here. Let's see. Playing a game for hours.
Bobby's like, fuck you. We're moving on.
Playing a game for hours and finding out it's broken. That definitely sucks.
Witcher. I found, like, not halfway, but maybe a good amount way through. There was a quest I couldn't progress past.
Really?
It stopped me right there.
Just game breaking.
Yeah, and I looked it up, and everybody is.
That is really unfortunate, especially in a game like Witcher. He mentions a specific game here, Hard Reset. This is Happy Noodle Boy. Hard Reset, which I have played. I guess he reached a point in that game where he couldn't get past. I mean, that, I guess that's prone to happen in a lot of games. I remember that happened in a Batman game to me at one point. You just hope that you have a previous save or something you can go back on. Let's see. 7 before 8 says walking sequences in games, especially the ones where your characters talk through an earpiece.
Yeah.
Give some examples. Tomb Raider, Gears of War.
For yeah. sure. For sure. All right. So what's our annoying? Let's everybody give at least one.
UI. I just said.
What? That was already Bobby's. Bobby already claimed that.
Well, I said video games and TV shows.
I don't know. They pretty much summed it up with those responses there. I'm trying to think if I can think of any more.
I think...
just games in general for Chad.
Yeah.
I'm not just... Existing. That's not interesting.
Games existing.
No. I think I get very upset or very bothered by grindy. Anything that feels grindy to me, I'm just like immediately put off by.
What I'm getting more and more annoyed with, I appreciate more and more now, not tutorials, but at least explain it. And The Division's a good example. The Division threw you in there, gave you a couple pointers, and got you in there. But when they brought up new stuff, like I went to a safe house.
They explained it.
They didn't have to give me a tutorial, but they brought up a screen that said, here's how safe houses work. And you can X through it if you want, or you can read it if you want. So if I want to know what a safe house is about, yeah. I can go ahead and read it. If I don't want to...
It's a good way of doing it.
Exactly. And I really appreciate that. Games that... And a good example is
Atlas Reactor 2 is another one.
Yeah. Good. It was a good tutorial.
5 minutes and you're done. I know how to play this game now. Except yeah. for me.
So I'm appreciating tutorials more and more.
Cool.
But done in the right way. Don't make me play for an hour to explain everything. Mm-hmm. I'm smart enough to understand the basics. But when you got a new mechanic that comes in, show me what's going on with mm-hmm. that.
Hmm. All right, well, we had one other post, not necessarily a question, but I thought we'd bring it up anyway. FigSack has a post about group mobile gaming, asking if we have considered playing a community-driven mobile game as a group. And this is something I am really not, I don't know how these things work, but I hear so many people talk about them and I'm kind of aware of them. You can, in games like Clash of Clans or some of these other mobile games, you can start clans and there's some benefit to doing so. You kind of work mm-hmm. in conjunction with other people towards a common goal.
I don't like to support these kind of games. I'll just come out and say it. I don't like games that are intentionally The Clash of Clans, in my opinion, and you know, this is what I think, wasn't made with passion or like.
Let me get the podium here. You're yeah. right.
Nobody.
Let me get the soapbox.
Yeah, the soapbox.
There was no guy.
Climb upon that.
No guy was thinking about a game for 5 years and going, man, I really want to make this game that does this, this, and this. No, this is strictly how are we going to make money the quickest route and trick people into giving us money. Let's do it.
I think FigSack is just saying, let's play something as a group together.
Are there any answers? See, I'm very wary of Clash of Clans because that is something that I know a lot of people.
Well, he brought up Galaxy of Heroes. Unfortunately, Galaxy of Heroes right now doesn't have a clan mechanic. Mm. But it's they've kind of hinted at it, so it will be coming. But we don't have any right now. And right now, the only mobile game I'm playing is Galaxy of Heroes.
I mean, I'm all about like having a clan tag. If like I've heard from Lab Monkey that TF2 competitive is like really fun. We can get a TF2 clan going. That I'm all about. It's a free game, and everybody can jump in. DL Gaming Group, you know.
I can't think of any mobile game I'm not really big into mobile games, but I can't think of any that have a clan mechanic that I could really jump on board with.
Probably Game of War has one. I would have just.
Oh, I'm
that
sure
game
it does.
Is everywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck that game.
They got Kate Upton fucking.
Titties bouncing on a horse.
Naked on a fucking yeah.
Stupid.
Right. Well, we tore that shit up.
I just hate those games, man.
Yeah.
No, but I think FigSack makes a good point. I think I'm all for getting our listeners and us together, playing some games together.
Yeah, for sure.
And, and mobile games is nice because you can be anywhere at any time, pull that out.
The problem is you guys don't play mobile games. I'm really the only one that
plays. Well, if there was a good one.
The fuck?
What do you play?
You didn't play any games, and then I got you started.
Yeah, do you play? What mobile games are you playing, man?
Let's move on.
Oh, okay, so I'm right.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little news here. So I can't believe this. EverQuest Next has been canceled, but Landmark will still go on. Man, how many times did we talk about this?
Might game? As well have been Emilio's heart is broken. This was my number one. This is my...
I could have told you it was going to get canceled 2 years ago.
I kind of feel like EverQuest Next, especially as much as we were talking about it, like the hopes and dreams of all MMO gamers were riding on this game, and the fact that, you know, all the videos that came out and like, oh, voxel based and all this shit that they demoed looked so amazing, and, you know, then Landmark came out and then everyone was just so hyped for it, and then it's like, canceled.
So Landmark is going to live on. Landmark is basically Minecraft-ish.
Yeah. I mean, when they said Landmark will still go on, I mean, it's like, God, but why would it? Like, who really cares? Landmark was supposed to be this little detail, this little, like...
offshoot.
Yeah, whatever. This little thing that was supposed to eventually get incorporated into this huge, beautiful thing called EverQuest Next, and it's like, who cares if Landmark is still around?
The facial recognition off of, like, if you had a camera on you, you know, your character would laugh when you laugh and stuff like that. It's just fucking all of that fucking gone to waste. Millions of dollars probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, maybe we'll see that some other game. But yeah. It doesn't look
But that name, you know, that name strikes true with me.
Well, I mean, SOE got bought out.
Yeah.
And now they're what? Daybreak? What is it? What are they called?
Yeah,
is
that
it
sounds Daybreak? About right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Like...
I'm bummed out. I can't make any more jokes.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Moving on. Warcraft 3 is getting a balance patch.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Basically, the Ford Pinto gets a new muffler, basically.
Well, here's the thing about Warcraft.
Nobody's driving them anymore.
No, people are still playing this game. There's actually still a competitive scene built around this game, which is probably why they're incorporating this. I mean, it hasn't had a balance patch in forever. This game existed before balance patches were things that could be pushed out online. Like, this is when balance patches, you had to go and download them from the company's
and
website.
And install it separately, right?
Yeah. And you would load up your game and it would say, oh, you don't have version 1.21b.
Was this before Battle.net? No, Battle.net was out.
Battle.net, but it was incorporated
Diablo
inside 2, the game.
Right?
Battle.net, Warcraft 3, that all have Battle.net. So I'm not surprised they're doing a balance patch. I don't think this is going to affect the single player any. But even when Frozen Throne came out, there were balance changes done to Reign of Chaos. So it's probably long overdue because, God, this game has been out so long. Everybody knows the exploits. It's, a very small group of people still playing this. But that's interesting. They're
but
still
dedicated.
The only reason we brought it up is because it's so odd.
Yeah.
Cool. Next one.
Rocket League basketball update.
Yeah, so they already have hockey. And now I think this is for the pros because you have to elevate the ball.
You actually have to make a basket.
It's a hoop. It's not really high up.
Hard to do.
It's only like maybe 3 car heights or 4. But it is off the ground, so you literally have to get it off the backboard. And I think it's just fucking... This game keeps getting sweeter and sweeter. And somehow they're having some kind of crossover with... fuck was the zombie game.
Walking Dead?
No, the zombie game, the one that we
H1Z1?
Almost gave Game of the Year to, or it came
Dying
out.
Dying Light?
Dying Light. They're having a crossover with them, so I think there's some Dying Light buggies going to be put in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and they just had have you guys seen the Batman car?
No.
It's $2. It's fucking dope. Oh, and by the way, shout out to David is winning. I don't play a lot of this. I have 20 hours in. He's the best player I've ever seen. He's that good. He's really, really good. David is winning. He carried the shit out of me.
Yeah. That's why you play 2v2, because it's you and David is winning.
It was 3 on that one. But, yeah, he's got his aerials down, and he's really fucking good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
New class in Darkest Dungeon, the Antiquarian.
Yeah, so what type of guy is this?
The Antiquarian is one of the playable characters. Oh, it's a she. While she is... little help in combat, she provides 2 unique services while accompanying an adventuring party.
Low jobs and hand jobs.
Yeah.
Wow. The first is she increases the amount of loot the party can carry in a stack. And second is identifying valuable treasures that look common enough that the uneducated would dismiss as garbage. Mm. So that's an interesting mechanic. She doesn't do anything in combat, but she gets
so
you more loot.
So she's kind of like... if you're expert level and can get through the game with just 3, Yeah. You take an antiquarian.
I've definitely had groups where I could get by with a group of three.
Yeah.
So and this would make sense to just kind of increase.
She can go fuck right off because I need all four, maybe five guys.
That's good. That's a cool concept, though. I like it.
I mean, she does have.
I bet she's really good at campsites, too. She probably like brings down stress
levels. HJs and BJs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stress levels decreasing everywhere.
God. I actually started playing Darkest Dungeon a little bit the other day, and this is the first time I've played it since its full release. And I did notice some differences, little tiny things, mm-hmm. Just kind of in the UI. I also noticed differences in the controls. You know, you can use A and D to move backward and forward. You can now use W to enter a door, which I really like because sometimes it was very picky about where exactly you clicked when you reached the end of the hallway. To get into that door. Little tiny things like that. There are a few others that I can't think of immediately, but little details like that.
Quality of life shit.
Yeah, that kind of fine tune. Awesome.
And if you never played it, it sounds like, walking back and forward and opening a door, but basically that's all you do in this game besides combat. Yeah. So.
But you make that sound like a bad thing. This game is awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, so super awesome. An already amazing game made even better.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's about it, unless you guys got anything else you want to bring up.
Nah, hit up.
We got a listener spotlight coming up.
Yep, right after this.
Right after this with Fig Sack. Yep. Good one. Stick around for that.
Check out our website, guys. This is the last it's going to be looking like this. Who knows when it's going to change, but that's where you can get to everything. You can support us by going to Amazon, if that works. G2A, you can save 3%. We have our Patreon page. We have some articles, some old ass shit that Chad wrote up.
Yeah, all that shit. Though. Mm-hmm.
And then soon we're going to be having, if you're not sure about whether or not you should buy the game, Team Tom's reviews are going to be up there pretty soon. And that's pretty much it. So are we done?
Yeah. Do it.
Speaking for everybody in this room, including Sam, Chad, Bobby, and myself, motherfucking titties.
What up, guys? This is listener spotlight number two. We got with us Fig Sack. So, Fig Sack, say hello.
Hello.
Cool. So, let's start us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
All right, man. I'm 34. Grew up in Chicago. I live in Nashville now for the last 9 years or so. Got three kids and a wife.
Okay.
How much gaming do you get to do with all that?
Oh, not much, man. Maybe 2-3 days a week after work for an hour or two, and usually Sundays when I'm off of work, I'll spend a lot of time gaming, but not a whole lot.
I've replaced TV with gaming pretty much. I mean, there's maybe two shows that I watch, but yeah, if I have free time, it's straight to the PC usually.
Exactly. I watch almost no TV, maybe like 10-20 minutes a day tops, Netflix, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I watch a little more than he does, but yeah, mostly gaming myself. How old are the kids these days?
My oldest one is just turned 10, my daughter Kayla. My son is 8, his name is Jay, and my youngest daughter is Jordy, and she is 2. And so, I'm gonna make them listen to this, so they're gonna be psyched to hear their daddy's radio.
So try not to swear this next podcast. Is that?
Oh, I swear. No, I swear all the time. Okay.
Well, they're still young enough. You got to get a lot of involvement. So I imagine you don't get a whole lot of gaming time in. Give them a couple years, you'll be able to get back to gaming pretty hard.
Are they getting into gaming yet?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, they're mostly into Minecraft. That's all they ever do is Minecraft. When they're not playing Minecraft, they're on YouTube watching videos of people playing Minecraft.
You know, I gotta give it to Minecraft though. At least it's creative. You know, it's getting the creative juices going and stuff. It's not like
It's like a virtual Legos.
Right? Yeah, I think it's one of the better games for kids out there. Really,
I guess. I wish it would go away because I'm sick of it, man. I can't believe it's been years and they're still playing it hardcore. They will not put it down. I keep trying to buy them new games to try to get them, steer them away from it. They just always drift right back to it.
Have you given it a shot?
I played Minecraft with them when we first bought it like 3-4 years ago. I built a gigantic castle. It was like the size of a state.
Wow.
When I was done with that, I put it down and haven't touched it since.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it either.
So how about you? What are you playing these days?
Oh, well, recently I've been trying to finish up the Heroes of Might and Magic series. I've been going back and playing through all those, getting ready to play the newest one that just came out, number 7. I know people hate on it, but it's one of my favorite games. It's one of the first PC games I ever played, so it's real. It has holds a real high place in my heart.
So and, if a lot of, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, just Masters, or Age of Wonders, going through that series as well, trying to make work up to the number 3 as well.
So you play multiple strategy games at the same time?
Much, yeah. It's older games usually. I just trying to go through the back library before I purchase the newest ones that come out.
So generally, you're going through the campaign, though?
Yeah, that's all I do. I don't really play a whole lot of online.
Gotcha.
If I were to get into the Heroes of Might and Magic, which one would you recommend?
A lot of people say 3. I'm on 5 right now. It's the last one I've actually played was 5. A couple of years ago was the last time I played it, and I've been playing through it recently. It's better than 3, in my opinion. Graphics are a little bit better. All the mechanics are smoothed out a little more, but it's hard to get through, man. If you play a game that's that old, you realize all the mechanics here and there that are just super tedious. Like, they'll make you go through battles over and over again. You've got to play every single battle. There's no quick battle. So it's not something that most people are going to want to sit down and go through now, games that are that old. So, I mean, if I told you to sit down and play one, it would be 3 because that's what everybody else says to play. And that's okay. They have a new HD edition that just came out a couple years ago. I'd suggest buying that one. Super cheap, too. So.
Okay, I will give it a go. You and I have talked about games and all, and I think Bobby's kind of our strategy guy. He's the guy that gets into it most. You know, he's the Command and Conquer guy, and he's kind
of
just
think, but of the games I hear him talk about, I disagree. I don't think I can't remember what games he's mentioned that I love that he's mentioned that he hates or he can't get into. I think Heroes of Magic was one of them. Or Heroes of Might and Magic might have been one of those where he mentioned how much he hated it. I was like, oh, fuck you, Bobby.
Bobby hates everything.
Yeah, that's kind of his kind of standard MO. So how did you actually hear about us? How did you get listening to the podcast?
Oh, man, being a truck driver, I have, like, let me open my list here. I have 36 podcasts I subscribe to and listen to. Yeah, all day. That's all I do for 8-9 hours a day is listen to podcasts and drive. And gaming podcasts were always really hard to find. You know, you might find a couple here and there, but they was super low quality and just a couple dorks in their basement recording something. And usually,
you just described us. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. That's what I thought at first. Surprised. I almost lost you right away. But, I had a couple of gaming podcasts that I listened to, but they just always talked about like Nintendo and PlayStation and Xbox. I have no time for that. Yeah. I just keep going through them and going through them. And eventually I stumbled upon you guys and, like I said, I almost lost you at first, because you guys didn't really talk about games that I like. You guys talk a lot about like League and stuff like that, and I have no time for the games like that. Little ditty games is what I call them. But, I love your personality. I have a lot of fun listening to you guys, so I just stuck around. That was
appreciate it.
That's what we try to do. You know, keep it light because we're not going to talk about everything. Not everybody's into all of this stuff. We even cover stuff that we're not into. And so we just got to keep it light so that even when we're not talking about what you like, at least we're talking, there's a dick joke thrown in here or there.
Exactly. You guys really can't play the games that I like. The games I like require you to really delve into them and play them for hours and hours and hours.
Right.
And
that's part of the thing. Yeah, for sure.
You have no time for that. I understand that.
So you got to figure out some way that you can play while you're driving, dude.
Don't kill yourself, though.
I have mobile games that I really try to put down. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
Like, what's that new one? Galaxy of Heroes Chad got me into. It's got an auto button, and I'm goddamn, it's really hard to keep not just have that next to me and hitting the button for auto battle. Let me go while I drive.
Trust me, I know. I suck in traffic on the way to work. It's just staring at me in the face. Trust me.
Yeah.
How about moving forward? I know you don't buy a lot of new games, but what game are you most interested or most excited about coming up? And maybe it's an old game that you just haven't purchased yet that's next on your list.
Well, listen, like I said, the new Heroes of Magic game, Heroes of Might and Magic, number 7, really, really looking forward to play that one. Endless Legend. Everybody keeps suggesting that one to me. Really looking forward to getting that one. The new Age of Wonders game. Here's one, man. Chandelar. Have you ever played Chandelar? Any
it
of you guys?
Sounds familiar.
No.
It's an old Magic. It's an old Magic game. It's got an RPG, big RPG elements. It's the only game of its type. They talked about making a new one, and I don't know if it's coming out anytime soon. But God, if they're making that, I'd really love to get my hands on that one, because that game is, that's it, man.
Do you like the space 4X games?
Master of Orion 2 is one of my favorite games ever. But
yeah, they just redid that, right? But they have a new one coming out.
They've got one in early access right now.
Yeah, there's a Master of Orion out.
I think they made a number 3, and I did not like that one.
I'm agreeing with you. I played that one whenever that one came out, and I didn't like that one either.
Yeah, but I am looking forward to the new one.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one they're talking about is a reboot of the original one, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I think
I never played any of them, but I know it has a strong following.
I try to get into 4X games, but then they take so much time. They're like strategy games that it's really hard for me right now to get into them.
Yeah, I think the last one that I played a lot was probably Civ 5, I would say, because that one just one more click. 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
That's like Endless Legend time around.
I've been playing Civ 5 recently, too, and it's not as good as the older ones, in my opinion. It's prettier and a lot more streamlined, but it's just not. The AI is retarded. It's straight up retarded.
I could imagine that would ruin a strategy game with bad AI. Yeah.
There are mods to make it better, I guess, but I'm not real huge in the mods. I don't know why. I'm just not.
I'm with you. Emilio's the mod guy. I like to play just how the developer intended it. So.
Yeah, if I really love the game, that's all I'm playing for a long period of time, I'll start looking into mods. But recently, I haven't found any game like that.
Gotcha.
Cool. Let's wrap this one up.
Well, I like to give our listeners just a quick opportunity if they want to plug anything or mention anything or say hi to anybody. I'll just open the floor up for a couple seconds if you want to just mention anything or anything like that.
Sure, man. Just want to say hi to my kids. I love you guys. Hi, Jordy. She's a baby. She's
she's the 2-year-old, right?
You can hear me. And if you want to go to my website, it's meetspin.com.
Say it again.
Meetspin.com.
Meetspin.com. I'll have to check that one out.
I think I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, me too. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Big Sec, and enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sure I'll see you on gaming.
Hey, man. Good talking to you. See you.
All right. You too. See you, man.